transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
Today is the final Sunday of Great Lent, the fifth Sunday of our 6 weeks of Great Lent. And the church brings to us an amazing challenge, a challenge that in a normal year might be interesting, but I think this year it is most fitting and appropriate. In the gospel begins that Christ had just gathered his disciples together, and he was telling them, and keep in mind that they were the inner circle, they were the close people with Christ, and Christ was confiding them what was going to happen. It says in the gospel, he took the 12 again aside and began to tell them the things that would happen. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes. And it goes on, Christ is telling them that he's going to be crucified. He's telling them about the passion that is coming. And he's telling them that when it all is finished, he will raise from the dead. And you would think that that would be a humbling moment for the disciples. Instead, James and John get it upon themselves that they think, well, my goodness, if this is going to be coming to an end soon, if Christ is going to be crucified, if Christ is going to leave us, then we better figure out what's going to happen after. We have to make sure that we have a position. And they approach Christ and they say, God, we want you to do whatever we ask of you. And he said, what do you want me to do? And they said to him, grant us that we may sit one at your right hand and the other on your left in your glory. So you see, my brothers and sisters, right here in this amazing challenge, the gospel shares with us that these close men of Christ, James and John, one of the 12, even though they had just been told of the coming death of God, the only thing they can think of is their own position. And I am reminded of our situation now. How many people have been struggling with not being allowed to come to church? And I think to myself, well, maybe this is God's way of reminding us that we have to think beyond ourselves. In this situation with the pandemic, the church fathers have asked us to think beyond ourselves and to love others more than we love ourselves. The past couple of days have been very confusing here in Florida. The governor said that you could come to houses of worship, and yet we have remained closed at the advice and decision of our church fathers. Our bishops have asked us to remain for the good of the people, closed to the public. And so I and a few assistants are in here this morning and the other services on your behalf for you, celebrating the liturgy, serving you. And people are struggling because we want to be in church. But then Christ reminds the disciples. He says, you know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you. Remember, he's talking to the disciples. He says, whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever desires to be first shall be slave of all. My brothers and sisters, in your willingness to stay home, you are serving the people of God. You are sacrificing your time in the church for the greater good of our society, and that will be blessed by God. But don't be like the other 10 disciples. When the 10 disciples heard James and John talking to Christ, it says they became indignant. It says they became greatly displeased with James and John. And so they too, well, wait a minute. If James and John are going to get a special place, what about us? And my brothers and sisters, that is our human condition. We continue over and over to struggle with, we want something that others do not have. And so as we begin to embark upon our final week of Great Lent, commemorating one of our great saints, Mary of Egypt. And this great saint spent 40 years repenting in the desert of her sins. 40 years not receiving Holy Communion. And we're struggling with a few weeks. Imagine her love and devotion and her sacrifice to God. And so my brothers and sisters, as this pandemic continues to get worse, and as we continue to be forced to stay in our homes, not just from church, but from work, from school, from other things in our society, I invite you to remember this morning's gospel. Whoever desires to be great will be the servant of all. And in our willingness to be at home, we are serving our brothers and sisters in love. This is our desert, my brothers and sisters. This is our time to remain in isolation for the good of God's glory. We would hate for people to be coming out and spreading this disease further. Just as Mary's time in the desert ended, this pandemic will end. And we'll be able someday, soon, we pray, to come back into the church. But until then, let us be the servant of other people, and God will honor us and bless us. Glory to God for all things.
As far as they could bear it. Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.